What exactly is the legislation you're hoping to put into place for future big events in San Francisco and for this right here with the Super Bowl?
So, well, I will start with, you know, the Board of Supervisors was really surprised last week when we finally got the independent report that Supervisor John Avalos had requested, that A, that San Francisco had not gotten sufficient notice of the costs of the Super Bowl in the budget process last year, that departments had not included it, except for the fire department and Department of Emergency Management, and two, that Santa Clara had done the cost analysis and had negotiated a deal where they were getting compensated for their costs. The resolution that I have introduced is saying, let's acknowledge that that this is wrong, and let's try to fix it. Certainly, at least for the future, although we are asking the mayor's office to renegotiate the deal with the NFL currently.
All right. So since this could go either of two ways, I guess, and I guess with an emergency resolution, which is what this is, then people will be voting on it today. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is an emergency resolution. And so we are asking the board to act quickly, being that the Super Bowl parties are beginning this Saturday. And I should again point out, you know, Santa Clara got the Super Bowl. We got the super traffic jam with the parties that are associated with it. And taxpayers should not be on the hook for paying for the parties for one of the wealthiest corporations in the country and certainly the wealthiest people in the world. The NFL is a company that makes over $9.2 billion. This is as of 3 years ago. Their highest paid executive makes $44 million. And yet...
And most people don't even like him.
And yet they can't give $5 million back to San Francisco for hosting their corporate marketing party.
But how could you even possibly renegotiate something that's already been agreed on?
I know. I think that is the problem ultimately, is that no one was really at the steering wheel of the ship. And, you know, a question that will be asked today at the Board of Supervisors hearing to the mayor is, who actually negotiated this deal? Who was the lead liaison from the city of San Francisco to the Super Bowl host committee?
How don't you know that?
I asked that question no less than five times at our most recent land use hearing on this item at the Board of Supervisors, and not a single department member could name who the single liaison and coordinator for this event is on the city side.
Well, if you could think back to when the idea about bringing the Super Bowl to Santa Clara, San Francisco, and, you know, you say the super traffic jam, which is true, no question. It's also the super notoriety that San Francisco is getting, because nobody's saying, hey, the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, really. They're saying the Super Bowl in San Francisco. So there is that benefit to the city, which is intangible. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But thinking back to when you first heard that this region might be hosting the Super Bowl, what was the process?
So a group of private citizens went to bid for the Super Bowl 50, and the Board of Supervisors did support us going to bid via resolution. After that resolution, and after we won the bid in 2013, there should have been a discussion, as Santa Clara did, on the cost analysis of putting on this major event. I think for many of us, we had assumed that that was occurring and that we would begin that discussion last June during the budget process when we were approving the budget. Now, the fire department, Department of Emergency Management, put in $300,000 to help defray the cost of the Super Bowl. No other costs in the budget. And we only learned 2 weeks ago that the city is now estimating that hosting these events, again, for the wealthiest people in the world, is going to cost the city $5 million. And I just raised the question of whether this is an appropriate use of taxpayer dollars.
Why didn't you have that question before? I mean, obviously, there's going to be security costs and transportation costs, which are the bulk of the cost of the $5 million.
The time to request that is at the budget process last spring. And none of the departments had asked to be reimbursed for these costs. The spring is when we have the conversation. How much do we spend on schools, on our streets, for the police, for street cleaning, for tree cutting? That is the time to say, hey, Board of Supervisors, the mayor is proposing to spend $5 million to subsidize a corporate marketing party for the wealthiest corporation in the world. And that conversation did not happen. And so the assumption naturally was that we're not paying for it. But, you know, I don't think we were aware that Santa Clara actually had a written agreement and that San Francisco did not. We got it wrong, and now we should acknowledge that we got it wrong and try to fix it. And I really reject the argument that, you know, because we're going to make so much hotel and sales tax revenue that we should be grateful that we're hosting the party. I hear that argument all the time. In fact, I hear it from developers who I negotiate with. You should be grateful that we're here. Larry Ellison, you should be grateful that I'm bringing my yacht party and race to your city.
The America's Cup of 2013.
The America's Cup, which left our taxpayers with an $11.5 million bill.
Which is also why I don't understand why the city of San Francisco, city and county of San Francisco, didn't think, oh, we're going to have another big event. The last one we had soaked us for 8 digits, and now we're about to have another one, and they're billing. We're thinking, well, it's going to cost like $300,000, $500,000.
Yeah, the America's Cup deal was different because at the time, Larry Ellison and Oracle was contemplating a land use deal, and land use does come to the Board of Supervisors. It must. These types of deals don't have to come to the Board of Supervisors. Contracts that come before the board are a minimum of 10 years or over $10 million. So normally things like this come through the budget process. And again, you know, it did not occur. And so I think for many of us, we were asking questions and there were some assumptions made erroneously, I admit. And so this resolution is to correct that. We did it wrong. And we should have a policy in place to determine who, you know, whether it's appropriate for us to subsidize corporate parties with taxpayer dollars. I don't believe that it is. In fact, when Oracle comes to San Francisco for their conventions, we're happy they rent our convention center. We're happy they rent our hotel rooms, but we don't pay for the cost of that convention. We ask them to pay for it. We should have a uniform policy, and I'm realizing now that the city doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm. That's Jane Kim. She's a supervisor in the city and county of San Francisco. So there is an NFL host committee, which is these private citizens, their representatives who helped to bring the Super Bowl here and then helped to manage some of the money. They have raised $50 million from private donations, and they're going to be giving quite a bit of money to nonprofits. And they are the ones who directly negotiate the financing of these kind of things. Is that right?
So they negotiated and they're coordinating most of the parties for the Super Bowl, although there is one party that is being hosted by the NFL, and that's at Moscone Center.
The NFL Experience driven by Hyundai?
Yes, which the city is also paying for the cost of. And, you know, there are two arguments. One, they've said, you know, what's $5 million? It's not that much money. Well, $5 million isn't a lot, I think, to the wealthiest people in our country, but it's a lot to our homeless residents on the streets, our most vulnerable residents. $5 million could have paid for two navigation centers, a really successful pilot program the city has launched last year to rapidly take people off the streets and put them into housing.
It's also 5% of the proposed budget shortfall that the city has.
Yeah. And the second thing is that I think it's ironic that they don't want to pay for it when it's just a 30-second commercial for them. A 30-second commercial costs $5 million for the NFL. And then finally, I'll say this, you know, even if we were to make revenue above and beyond what we would normally make from hotel and sales tax revenue, keep in mind, last year in February at this time, our hotels were 88% full. The previous year, 90% full. So the argument that this is a low season for tourism is false. In fact, they may be displacing tourists that would normally be coming to San Francisco with Super Bowl fans, which is fine. It's great. But how much above and beyond that are we going to generate?
And that's what some studies have shown,
right.
Scholarly studies of other Super Bowl cities, that the Super Bowl is actually displacing other tourists. And so it's very difficult to measure the economic impact of a Super Bowl. But like I said earlier, it is kind of an intangible. I mean, there is exposure for the city, and that's very difficult to measure down the line. But doesn't it seem like there should be some way to measure what the actual economic impact is?
I think there is a way to measure it. My resolution that I'm introducing today with Supervisors Avalos and Peskin is going to mandate that from here on out, we have a uniform policy. The city must do a cost analysis before we host these private special events. This will not be the last one. And that, you know, that we believe that public dollars should not subsidize it.
Have you spoken with the NFL or the NFL host committee? Because maybe they don't begrudge it. I mean, perhaps they're amenable to this.
We have. I have been in discussions with the host committee, and we have asked that they pay for the costs that the city is putting in to pay for these parties. And at this time, they have not committed to it.
Why would they?
I think that's a good question. They certainly don't have to, because it wasn't pre-negotiated the way Santa Clara did it. Santa Clara did it right. They negotiated in advance. They got the cost analysis, and they asked the NFL and the host committee to pitch in for those costs. We did not. We got it wrong. And I'm trying to correct for that. I'm trying to acknowledge that we didn't do it right. And let's try to fix it, if not for this event, certainly for the future.